Blog Talk Radio.
That's what's up. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. We talk about entertainment and news and such. Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. We talking about entertainment and news and such. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl Big Mouth and J2 back there at the car wash. J2.
Okay, I need to read this disclaimer, okay?
Yes, you do, but you sound far away now.
Do I sound far away? Let me take
you. Not like
you
don't sound like you normally do. You sound like you at the car wash. Working at the car wash.
I'm not at the car wash. You know the car needs to be cleaned all the time.
Yeah, but you knew you got a broadcast. How are you going to wash a car and do a broadcast at the same time?
I'm not at the car wash.
Yes,
I'm
you
just
are.
Sitting here. No.
You at the car wash.
Why are you on my ass?
Don't you have a disclaimer to read real quick, my brother?
Yes, I'm going to read the disclaimer right now. Okay, so let's view off. Okay, the disclaimer. The FCC is providing this broadcast as a public service, but it's neither a legal interpretation nor a statement of the FCC policy. Reference to any specific product or entity does not constitute any endorsement or recommendations by the FCC. The views and expressions by these guests are theirs and theirs only, and their appearance on the program does not amplify any endorsements or of any entity. Views and opinions expressed by the FCC employees are those of the employees and do not represent or reflect the views of the FCC and any of its officials. If you have any questions about the disclaimer, please contact our office.
All right. Yay. You don't sound like you have suds on it.
No, I ain't got no suds on it.
What's up, J2? I ain't talked to you in a week. What's been going on with you?
Well, you know what? You know, I just been working. But I got some street news that I did not understand. I was like, wow, what's up?
What kind of street news?
Okay. You know R. Kelly.
Well, wait, before
you
start talking about
R.
Rob, hold on. Before you start talking about Rob, let me give a shout out to our latest listeners in China. And our continuing listeners that are in Cuba and in Alaska all the people in the United States, thank you so much. We welcome you. And go ahead now and tell you a little story about Rob.
No, I want to give thanks to all the viewers and listeners. You know, we just starting, so we just trying to get something together. You know where we at, Big Mouth. So. You know,
right.
I appreciate those customers also. Okay, let me go into my story. Can I go into my story right now?
Yeah, you can do your story. It's just you and me tonight, babe.
Okay, it's just me and you, just talking shit.
Okay,
you know how they did R. Kelly with Surviving R. Kelly.
Yes,
right?
I do. Mm-hmm.
Right. So now it's going to be a new show, Surviving Trey Songz. Oh, my God.
What has he done now? Has he been messing around with somebody else's wife? What is going on with Trey Songz?
Man, I don't know about Trey Songz, but the girl said she hid in the closet. She said she was going to take an Uber. And Trey Songz tried to forcefully kiss the lady.
Allegedly.
So, look, this is what I'm saying. Well, what ended up happening, she got in the Uber car and went home.
Well, what's the big news?
That's the big news, because he tried to forcefully kiss her, but now she wanted to press charges about that because he's
she shouldn't have hid in the closet. Did she say why she got in the closet?
She called an Uber and then hid in the closet. What is going on right here?
Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, I'm just trying to figure out why she hid in the closet. What happened with the lady out there with the police that they couldn't find?
Okay. The lady at the DFW airport, she evaded the airport police, and she was flying in from Missouri.
Flying?
From Missouri to DFW, she escaped because she's from Dallas, Texas.
So when they couldn't find her, she went and got on a plane and flew out of DFW?
Man, they haven't found this lady yet. If it was like a brother like me, they would have the dogs out.
Well, we know that.
They would have a helicopter. They would have the infrared and, you know, the Black Hawk helicopter, everything.
Skyping me out.
I would be dead in less than 24 hours. But they can't find this lady, and they still haven't.
I guess my question
lady.
To you is, us or them?
I'm a choose
us. Was she us or them?
She was one of us.
She was one of us? And got away at the airport and flew out on another plane. Something ain't right about that one.
At the DFW airport, you got cameras everywhere. How somebody slipped out of your fingers.
How did she get on a plane and fly out of DFW?
That's not the point.
If you're arrested, it's one thing that she got away, but she got on a plane, a federally commissioned plane?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Con Air. Remember the movie Con Air?
Yeah, but still, how did she get away? How was she able to fly? That's my question.
Well, she flew to
Dallas.
That
don't sound right. Huh?
She flew to Dallas, and then maybe the attendants or the, you know, security or the sheriff or the marshal went to go use the restroom, and she bounced on their ass.
So she never flew out of Dallas. She flew into Dallas.
To Dallas. Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
Once again, it still don't sound right. Something ain't right about that. Look, Big Mouth,
if it was me, you know they will have everything on me. They'll catch me in like 20 minutes.
Well, we know that.
But it's a woman. So they might say, sit right here, and I'm going to use the restroom. And she was like, man, I'm getting the fuck out of here.
But I'm just surprised at the fact that even though she's a woman, she's one of us, and she got away, and that's, you know, just like I said before, she just wasn't doing, they weren't doing their job right, obviously.
They weren't on point. But can I say something, though, Big Mouth?
Yeah.
You know, tomorrow's my birthday, April 29th.
I know that. Well, if you hadn't said anything, I was going to say happy birthday to you later, but since you jumped the gun thinking we were not going to say anything to you, happy birthday, J2.
Well, thank you. And if anybody want to come hang out with us, we're going to be at the Hideaway and then go to a strip club later. I can't name the strip club.
You stay up in the strip club, don't you? What is it, Dallas Gentleman?
No, we're not going to, we're not going there.
You like that booty in your face. It just be smelly like booty up in
there.
Did you see
the pictures? You saw the pictures, right?
Yeah, it was booty all in your face. Booty everywhere. Well, Josh, let me go to a commercial break real quick, and I'll come right back, and we'll finish talking.
We got a lot more business to talk about.
Okay. Well, let me break to a commercial. All right.
Podcast was brought to you by Eye Candy Hair Studio, located at 1705 Central Street in Evanston, Illinois. Their main priority is healthy hair, whether it's relaxed or natural. Their stylists support, enhance, and create beauty by using the highest quality products. It's their goal to make sure that their clients feel at home, receive excellent customer care, and leave with a smile. Eye Candy Hair Studio. Barbershop, located at 1702 Dodge, Evanston, Illinois, is a family-owned business that's been around since 1962. I should know. My dad started it. It's now run by my sister Gigi, the lady barber. So y'all come on through. You ain't got nothing to do. You want to sit down, sit and chill, laugh and talk? Stop on by Ebony Barbershop. You want to get your hair cut? Stop on by Ebony Barbershop, located at 1702 Dodge. What's up, lady barber?
What's up, y'all? It's your girl Big Mouth and J2. I'm gonna start naming you a Big Mouth Junior, cause you just be forgetting when you broadcasting. You just talk to everybody at the car wash. at the car wash. Whoa.
Hey,
so listen, I got some updates on some stuff that I have been following. That whole thing with allegedly that was going on with Benzino, turns out that Shauna Brooks person, the transgender woman, never had any interaction like that with Benzino. I know last week he was running around.
Benzino thought that lady was a woman.
Well, no. She kind of like set him up on that, though. She set him up, and it had to do something with her so-called, quote-unquote, womanhood. I don't get it. I don't know. But it didn't happen, so I just want to make sure that people are aware that Benzino wasn't just running around just to be running around. What?
Big Map. I'm going to check and see if your gender is what you is.
What? Check my baby, please. I'm 100% woman.
I gotta feel that. I gotta feel if you got a vagina or
you ain't feeling nothing. You ain't feeling nothing. Squeak squeak. Beep beep. Squeak squeak. Heck no, you ain't got feeling. You are nasty. That's nasty, J2.
But look, they're trying to frame brothers like Benzino. Like I said.
I'm going to honestly tell you because I've got two transgender friends. One was a female and she transgendered into a man, which you would never know she was once a female.
Wait a minute.
Then I've got another one that's a female that used to be a man, and she's got a coochie, and her coochie gets wet, all that stuff. The difference is, I'm going to tell you. Now, if the coochie is way up high, like high, you know, like in the area where a penis, where have been, that will let you know that is not a natural female.
Oh, my God.
I don't think you heard a word I said, but I'm going to let you go feel it and find out, and then, you know.
No. Okay. Big Mouth. How do you transform into a man and then from a man transform into a woman and a woman transform into a man?
Well,
male
hormones. Male, eventually some of them have it where they don't have a winger no more. They get that cut off. She looks, or I don't say she anymore, he looks just like a man.
Wait.
Look, I've got gay friends that thought he was originally a man once they found out. I mean, but, originally a woman thought it was a man.
I love them all. But how do you change yourself? How do you split the dick and make it into a, excuse my language, a pussy?
I don't know how they do it.
How do you make a pussy?
I was born with what I have, and I have 100% female. I don't know.
Exactly. Okay.
But I know it can be done, and it can be done
with
no problem. And they look just like beautiful women. They look like handsome men. You just never know. So I feel sorry for you guys out there because y'all just don't never know. But I'm telling you what
we
the key is on females, if you would shut up. If the coochie is up high towards the stomach area, we're not low like normal. Women are low.
Okay.
If it's
okay.
up high,
you
it lets you know
on,
that that was
left.
A male vagina.
Okay.
You ain't heard a word I say, boy. You ain't heard nothing that I said. Nathan.
I am listening.
No, you know
if
what?
If the coochie is up
what?
High, that's not real. If the coochie low, that's the real deal.
That's a good sign, yes. Because she gets wet and everything.
You know, I can't have no dry ass.
So disgusting. But yes. And some of them are actually very beautiful and very handsome.
Okay.
That's all I've got to say. Like you,
yes,
I am friends with everybody. So I accept everybody,
They beautiful, man. And you got to watch out who you talking to, right?
Well, for y'all you do. I'm not on the hunt for nothing. But
I'm a man. I love P-U-S-S-Y. I love that.
Well, I'm glad you do.
I'm a grown man.
I'm glad you. Oh, you know what else has been going on? So it's a big thing that's been happening for about 2 weeks, and it's been coming even further this week. Hassan Campbell, who's a blogger, who used to be part of that life, and WAC 100 and Tashi 6ix9ine, and who else was it? Academics. They all appeared on Academics. I guess what's it called? I forgot what it's called, but his podcast. And I guess he called himself bringing them together and trying to build a truce and make sure everybody was kumbaya, loving each other, when it wasn't, because they were on that show shouting out Piru stuff and saying who this and so basically they even tried to say that T.I. was a snitch. But anyway, it's a long story short.
I'm a Piru, you know that. Come on, big mouth,
well,
you are no one.
Common sense tells you not to do that on air. Why would you shout that stuff out? So now they're trying to say they're all FBI agents, or we all know that Tekashi is. So they're trying to say that all of them are as well. I think it's called Playground. So that's the big thing right now. It's getting really ugly. I'm kind of worried that somebody's going to get hurt. Eventually, somebody's going to get hurt. They were trying to say that Nipsey Hussle had been with a man. It was all kinds of crazy stuff that WAC 100 was saying.
Nipsey Hussle been with a man?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
that's what WAC 100 and them. My point is I'm just worried that eventually somebody's going to get hurt. It's going to turn into the War of the Roses or the War of the East and West Coast again, because Hassan is from New York. WAC 100 lives out in California.
Can I say something?
What?
It's always been who's the best, the East or the West.
Well, that's not the question.
Nobody's thinking about the South side. Nobody thinking about Texas, Arkansas, Mississippi, Louisiana.
Well, the question of whether or not somebody's good was not, that wasn't the question.
We the best. Big Mouth.
Oh, God. You the best? Well, you the best.
Yeah,
hold on
best.
For a minute. We're going to break off and listen to
okay.
some. We got Picasso here that I want to play some of
Picasso's
music.
At? Where he at?
I'm
we know
here to play some
best.
Of it. So, callate la boca. Can you do that? Do
okay.
you know what that means? You remember I'm bilingual.
Yeah.
I'm
going to shut up.
Several
I'm
languages.
Up.
Okay.
I'm going to shut up. You're asking
All
me
right.
to shut up. So
here
up.
We go. Let's listen to Lil Picasso and see what this is about. I didn't get a chance to play it last week, so I felt that I better do a little something for Picasso since he's always in our
Hold
corner.
Up.
But one of these kids is doing his own thing. Now it's time to play our game. It's time to play our game.
This is a Burbank Records Curl Premiere.
Oh, I'm loving
Lyrically,
it.
Lyrically, I'm Mike Tyson, Nike defeated Trevor. Mike, that telegram's a rat, I'll be iconic forever. Birds of a feather flock together, for me and Hub gon' make hits. Man, I'm a legendary MC and I know how to spit. You think I'm playing what I'm saying, we'll be bit like a pit. I am so cold, I make my call, come to me like Kit. I have the gift of shapeshift, have the hammer and bust door. Mike Fish will be called in Dallas Mountain or Rushmore. I'm not a quiet riot, what the hell am I hush for? Now come on, feel the noise, dump your feet to your crush floor. I'm going in, I'm going back, means you must explore. If you come too close, we kick you out of the next door. Dropping fuck bombs on ya, like when you hear flex roar. The beat nerd got you not, it's making your neck sore. I'm your wear hard on my sleeve, like defend the quest war. Think like Jordan versus Dad, over hitting the best score. I do not like the industry, I cannot pretend. You know Picasso got my flow like I was Alice's friend. I'm presidential, my bars rock like when Obama did win. You call me Sidney, he is Bill, so let's do it again.
Do it again. His own thing, one of these kids are not the same. Which of these kids is doing his own thing? I think it's time to know his name. Look out, look out, look out. Here comes Picasso.
Here comes
Picasso. Ladies and gentlemen, live from Sunny South Dallas, Burbadelic.
All right, Picasso, what's up, baby? I know you out there. J2, you still here with me?
Oh, you know I am.
Okay. So what else you got to talk about? What else news you know about? Oh, did you hear about the Secret Service guy that lost his job back in, like, 1960-something, black man, and he was pardoned by Biden? So that's all I have to tell you about him. But yeah, he was pardoned by Biden recently because he lost his security
okay,
job,
one?
His Secret
the one
Service
was,
job.
From Walter? The one, which one? Which one?
He's from, I was going to say Chicago. He is from Chicago, but he was a Secret
well,
Service
he was
agent.
Captured by the Russians.
No. What the Russians got to do? Ain't got nothing to do with this. He was supposedly, allegedly, trying to sell, I guess, American secrets. And that's why he was arrested. But he was, that was back in like 1960-something. And then Biden pardoned him, was it yesterday or the day before yesterday? What?
I think it was the day before yesterday because I remember that. I think it was the day before yesterday.
Okay. I'm glad you remember that.
Yeah.
And,
I listen to the Ukrainian.
Oh,
Russian
you know
news.
What else is gross that I found out this week? So, you know, I don't have anything else better to do but watch news and listen to news and stuff. So, Amber Heard and Johnny Depp are in a trial right now. You know that, right?
No,
I guess you
I didn't.
Don't. Well, it's she's his ex-wife. Anyway, they were talking about she, all the different things that she's done to him or has been doing or doing. She supposedly had taken poop. She pooped in the bed and put sheets over it and smeared it around and everything.
That's some crazy shit. That's crazy. How you going to shit on the sheets?
How you going to what?
How you going to shit on the sheets?
Well, she pooped on the sheet.
Come on, man. You know that's crazy, bro.
Google it, Amber Heard turd. You'll it's out there.
That is crazy. That is like
I know,
the
right?
most default thing you can do to a person. Man, fuck
and
you.
And smear around on the sheets in the bed and then make up the bed or throw the sheets over like it never happened.
Oh, my God. And still make up the bed. Big mouth. Are you serious? Are you serious? This motherfucker.
Yeah, that was this week. It's been so much going on with them. It's been so much. Who?
Like, for real.
Who you cussing out to get out your house?
If somebody poo boo boo on my bed.
Boo boo boo.
You gotta get the fuck out. You gotta get the fuck out right now. Right,
well, they're
right.
No longer married. They haven't been married, I think, since 2006. Huh? But now she's trying to get this money.
In 1922.
No, that happened in, like, 2006. He divorced her. And so they've got some defamation of character trial going on. I really don't. Understand or whatever, but
a law where we can say where women want to sit on your sheets and shit.
Oh my God! Poop, poop, pa doop, 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 poop, poop, pa doop, pa doop, pa doop, poop, poop.
Big mouth, can you see yourself doing that?
No.
I don't like you. I'm not
pooping on no sheets. I'm not smearing no poop around. And I'm not going to make my bed up with poop in it.
Wait a minute. And cover the sheets up.
And cover
the
sheets up.
With the boob right there on the sheets. You
yeah,
just laying down.
That's what
down
they're saying.
The that's sort of nasty.
That is gross. It's very gross.
And we're talking about real people. We're talking about people that got money. Property,
actors. Well-known actors and actresses. Adult people. That's
doing
what
that
she did.
Sitting on
no
the
pun
sheet.
Intended, yeah. That's what she did, supposedly.
No pun intended.
That's what one of her, I think her housekeeper was saying, or it might have been her assistant. I'm not sure. But allegedly, because I don't know. I wasn't there. I'm just reading and listening to all this stuff.
Well, what's she doing? She's shitting on niggas when they fucking and stuff? She's shitting on niggas?
No, I don't think. She pooped on people. She didn't do an R. Kelly.
Oh, wait. I got
like a golden shower. What do you
Listen,
have information on?
I got some information. You know how they got Surviving R. Kelly, right?
Yeah.
Now they trying to get at Trey Songz. Surviving Trey Songz.
You sound like a recording because we've already talked about that. Remember?
But
no, you remember.
I'm just saying. They're trying to.
Turn it
to
stars, September. Huh?
This is the point, though.
What is the point? I thought we talked about this already.
I know we talked about it, but this is the point. I'm going to bring it back.
Okay, bring it back.
All the major black men and trying to defame their character, defame who they are. I don't know what this agenda is, but they try to defame all the black men, even Bill Cosby. You know, the only person they ain't touched is Denzel Washington.
So you think there's no truth to some of that?
I think it's no truth.
I'm just playing devil's
that
advocate.
Trying to
That's what I'm asking.
The black man,
I don't know because I
we
wasn't
are
there.
The strongest person, an indigenous person of this planet. They trying to defame the black man.
But my question to you is, do you not think maybe some of that may be true? That especially like Bill Cosby may be true.
Okay.
That's all I'm
okay.
saying.
Okay. Think about this. Think about this.
Oh,
Big
no, mom, no, no. Don't
are,
jump
man.
Over the
you,
subject.
You done dated a couple of men that have been in the industry. And did they do some stupid shit?
I don't know what you're talking about. No, none of them ever really did anything stupid.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was
But the media wanted to blame the black man.
You can't say that. You can't blame all the media on actions of ours because some are responsible for their actions. And
they are trying to defame the black man and talking about, you know, they're going to go after everybody else. They're going to got the Cuba. They say Cuba Gooding Jr. going out streaking in parties.
Yeah, but we all knew that Cuba Gooding Jr. was, would get sloppy drunk. Come on. And be goofy.
Who don't get sloppy drunk? Who don't?
Yeah, but the point, like with Bill Cosby and those other people, they were dropping back in the day, supposedly, like Quaaludes and things and people's drinks and
date. Well, this guy be too old right now. He can't serve a life sentence. He's going to die, like, in the next 2 years.
So because he's close to death, are you saying that he's not responsible for possibly what he did? I don't know. I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Look, let me say this. These women had a good time with Bill Cosby, with everybody, Rod Kelly, whoever it is, et cetera, and you know what? Now they want some money because, I think you try to push me into
Okay, I agree maybe some of them, but I'm not going to say that all of them, but some of them, yes.
Okay, come on.
I do believe that. That some of them, like, for example, I'm just going to use this as an example. So, like, that issue with, what's his name, R. Kelly, right? Okay, got that right.
Okay.
So, we have always known that he was a little different. The parents of a lot of these kids knew that he was different. So, to just let them go off and be with him, you have to remember, one time they were trying to say that a 13-year-old girl was flying back and forth from Chicago to Detroit. Now, if anybody has a child knows, you can't just walk up to a airline ticket area and drop your child off and go. They have to be escorted. They have to go through a whole bunch of stuff. They have to be walked to the plane. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like she could just jump up and go. Somebody knew she was going.
Okay. The only thing I know is I've been transported at the age of 13, and I don't know where I was going, but somebody had to pick me up. I'm glad at it.
Well, and somebody had to drop you off and allow for the airlines to take over responsibility.
Right.
So it's just a bunch of mess. And, you know, right today. It's crazy. This has been a crazy week for me, and I'm here.
Okay,
and excuse me.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
Doing
I'm in the middle of trying to get an apartment, and so it's just a little rigmarole with that because I wanted to be moving in like tomorrow. So it doesn't
because
look like that's going to happen like
market,
I wanted
you know.
To. So, you know. That's
yeah,
what's
because
going, that's
the house
what's
market
up.
In Dallas. Listen, that's what's up. Because the house market in Dallas is outrageous right now.
So is the house market out here in Evanston. The
oh my
average,
God!
The average rate is supposed to be $12,000, right?
Oh come on, that's not going to happen.
So, but
that's
places
not
are
happen.
Asking for like $2,000. Places that
exactly.
are smaller space than what I used to have when I lived in Dallas. It's just crazy. It's just crazy.
Big man.
No, I'm serious. $2,000 a month. It's bananas.
A month.
Okay.
A month.
I miss
okay.
D-Town and the rates that
okay.
I was getting over there. I saw
well,
the other day on the first 48 hours.
Because it's the
police.
Same thing down here.
Say it again.
You don't have to move nowhere because it's the same thing down here.
It's the same thing everywhere because the people, the housing industry, all that stuff, it's The rate is high everywhere. Everywhere.
They want to mix up for the money, but they got the housing.
Say it again.
They want to milk us for the money, but they have the housing.
Well,
they want to give away cars. They want to give away apartments, but the inflation. You understand
what
I'm saying?
That's adding on to it, too. All that stuff is adding on to it, too.
Yeah.
So just say a prayer for me, and hopefully things will work out for me soon. And I will have my own place again. It was a really cute spot. It was really cute.
I'm going to come see you in Chicago. I'm going to come see you in Chicago.
Not until I find somewhere to live. Not until I find somewhere to live. And on that note, I'm about to break to a commercial, J2. Hold down.
Okay.
I love you. Okay. Okay.
Love you too.
Boca.
Big mouth. J2, what's up?
You so silly.
Let's get it.
I look fly, and I look good. I just went down and got me some new stuff down there at TripleDGear.com, Dallas's own TripleDGear.com. So if you want to look fly, or if you want to look good, make sure you stop on over to TripleDGear.com. Oh, I look fly, I look good.
I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready to eat. You know I'm a foodie. I'm about to head on down to Horse and Dickie's at 7905 MLK Highway in Glenarden, Maryland. You want to eat? You want to eat? Shout out to Tank over there at Dickie's and Horse and Dickie's in Glenarden, Maryland. Shout outs to, I had to say
Roger
that. Have to.
You got to give it to him. Got to give it to him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Definitely to Tank. To the Tank. Chinaman.
Tank,
so,
tank,
tank. Tank, tank, tank. Tank, 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 tank. So, J2, we've got maybe 7 more minutes to chit-chat with each other. What you going to do for your birthday?
Man, I don't know, man. We're just going to play it like it do. Okay, look, we're trying to go to the Hideaway, and then we might go to a strip club afterwards, so I'm not going to name any names. You hear me? I'm not going to name any names. So we're just going to do what we're
going
to make it happen tomorrow, tonight. If y'all want to hit me up, you got my email. Y'all got my...
let the people know what your email address is, J2. Tonight, I'm allowing you to plug yourself. Let the folks know how they can get in touch with you if they want to hang out with you at the strip club.
I can plug myself.
You can plug yourself tonight.
Go to Facebook, J Watts. You can go to Instagram, J Watts 2022. And then y'all can see what we're doing. But other than that, man, that's all I got.
What's your Instagram?
I'm not giving nothing that's nobody else. If they want to come out and party with your boy, that's what we're going to do, big mouth, man. Hey,
you can plug yourself. You don't want to give out nothing but your Facebook page. You ain't said nothing about your Instagram. What's your rap? You supposed to have a rap ready, remember?
I want you to go to Big Mouth, Call of Jazz. Okay, I want you to go to Big Mouth, Call of Jazz. I want you to go to
don't put me in the middle of this right now. It's your birthday. My birthday is months away. So tomorrow is your day. I think you should rap for us since you've been trying to rap every week.
Well,
we've been giving you
right
opportunities,
now.
And you haven't been rapping.
It's J2 on Instagram 2022. It's you go to my Facebook. It's J Watts, you know, Joshua Watts. You know, you can go there anytime. Yo, we're going to have a good time. That's it.
Well, I hope you have a wonderful birthday. And
well, you know what?
Don't get too levitated.
Where Vita Loca at?
I don't know. I'm not there. I don't know where Vita is. Vita's with her family.
I need to go see Triple D. I need to go see Triple D and get a fit, like, right now. Like, right now, before
well,
I go out.
Well, I told
out.
You
I
just
to
go to
TripleD.com
and order you something off that way and get you something from TripleD.com.
I need to get a correct fit.
You need a what?
I want a Triple D hat. I want the Triple D J's. I want the Triple D pants, whatever it is.
Well...
And
all I can tell you at this
D.
point
you
right
know,
now
that's
is TripleD.com for sports gear. TripleDgear.com for your gear is what I can say.
Well, I want that tonight, right now.
Well, I'm not I Dream a Genie. I can't blink it to you. I can't do nothing for you, man. I can't do nothing for you, man.
That's messed up. That's messed up, Big Mouth. That's messed up.
Well, you only got a few more minutes and you can wash your car.
Well, you said don't plug nobody. Don't plug nobody. Well, I'm going to wash my car. It's
what do you
my
mean you
go, weekend.
Don't plug anybody?
You.
What are you talking
I love
about?
You. I love you, girl. I
what are you talking
you,
about?
Girl.
Don't plug nobody.
I can't plug the. I can't plug the where we get a free washes and stuff at.
Why? Where'd you go?
Because you said no more plugs.
No more plugs for on you, not on other places, but on you.
It's all good. We're going.
So where are you about to scrubby dub dub dub? The car at?
Well, it's at Tommy's.
Where's Tommy's?
I met the man at, yeah, Tommy's.
Well, Tommy's. Where is Tommy's? Where is that?
Okay, look, I'm in Euless. You know I want to make my way back to Dallas. But Tommy's.
Where in
Euless
is Tommy's? J2.
Yeah, they were
is it where?
To, they will get you a clean, vacuum clean.
What's the address?
Up I-10 and Euless, Maine.
You sure Tommy. You ain't been sipping or levitating?
No, look, I'm looking at the car
Ooh,
right now.
Speaking
look,
of which, I'm yesterday I went
right
and got a massage. Oh, it was wonderful.
Oh,
I needed it. I
oh,
needed
wow.
it.
So, look, I need a pedicure and a manicure. What man don't want that, right?
Well, then you better go to the place and get it done. Because ain't nothing worse than some raggedy toes.
Or raggedy fingers.
Your raggedy fingers.
You can't even lick the... Okay, you know what? I was going to go extra. You can't even lick the pooty poo before you before you know what you... Your fingers in.
Oh my God!
Well,
you
what if,
are
what if you got
silly.
A bump on your lip? What if you got a bump on your lip?
Oh
Remember,
no!
What if you got a
Gross.
Bump on your lip? You ain't gonna lick the booty poop.
Oh no no!
But
you
wait a minute! I'm gonna say something. Wait a minute! What if your panties say Wednesday but it's Friday?
I'm sorry. Say that again.
What if the panties say that's Wednesday? But it's Friday.
If the what say this Wednesday?
If the panties say Wednesday, but it's Friday.
Those are underwear that little girls
oh,
be
no,
wearing
no,
Monday,
no,
Wednesday,
no,
Friday.
No,
and
no,
no grown woman should have on no underwear.
Nasty.
You know what? On that note, Josh, say goodnight.
Uh-oh, you want to hang up right now?
Well, you only have a minute left. I'm about to say the outro. Play the outro. Tell everybody
well, you know
good night.
What? Okay, God bless everybody. Man, peace and blessings. You know what? You know, that's what's up. Man, we're going to continue to do what we do. Am I right?
All right. On that note, bye, everybody. This was just Josh
bye.
And I shooting breeze today. Same time, same bat station.
That's what's up. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. We talk about entertainment and news and such. Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. We talk about entertainment and news and such. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah.